So let's first begin with just a C chord, left hand. I'm choosing the C below middle C for my pinky, and then E in the middle, G on top. So which did I play, a blocked or a broken? Well, that's a silly question. Of course, I played a broken chord. And if I played them all three simultaneously, stacked, then that would be a blocked chord. Now, keeping your hand in that same position with your pinky on base C, I want you to look lower than your pinky to the next available C, which is low C. Place your pinky there. And then for some of you, it may be a little bit of a stretch, but I'd like for you to have your thumb on base C, the C we just left. So you have low C and base C. Now play those together. That's your octave. Then come up and place your pinky on the C, base C, where your thumb just was, and play the chord. Listen to that. Octave, chord, octave, chord. Just learning how to do that will dress up your music considerably so that you don't just always have to hold a chord. Another thing that is fun to do, as you can see in the examples, when you come up and play the chord, rather than playing it blocked, you can play it broken. So it would sound like this. Octave, chord, octave, chord. So that gives you a little bit of flavor already to accompany your songs.